Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down for the nerds in Seattle and on the internet every weekday morning. Still didn't get it right. Damn it. Oh, well. Who complained to somebody who cares? Ah! What a time. This is great commentary, right? All right. Well, we'll start with the most, I think it was the most shocking news yesterday. That of Bartell Drugs hitting you right where the local feels it the most. I'm not local, I'm just saying. You know what I mean.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Bartell Drugs will no longer be locally owned and operated. What? After 130 years, they're selling to national powerhouse Rite Aid. They've purchased the drugstore chain for a massive amount of money. Like Russell Wilson money. Evidently, Rite Aid is committed to keeping the Bartell brand, so that is good news, I guess. Coachella has been postponed again, reports Rolling Stone. Ah, great. It'll be the third time they've pushed the festival back, and you'll have to wait until October 2021, 1 year from now, before hordes of people return to the valley for the iconic music festival. And the iconic elephant car wash, that big pink sign on Denny? Yeah, it's coming down! And the demolition paperwork has been filed. Ah, get out of here. Might as well just take down the Space Needle and build some more freaking condos. Great. His good vibes went viral when TikTok user Dogface208 cruised around on his longboard sipping from too big a bottle of Ocean Spray. Lip syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Cool stuff. His car had broken down, I guess, on his way to work, and so he longboarded in with a totally chill attitude. Ocean Spray wanted some of that social media currency, so they teamed up with a local car dealership and bought that dude a truck. Filled it full of juice. Dropped it off, and thanks. Is it like The Price is Right, though, where you end up having to pay a ton of tax on that gift?
You just got newsed.
That pink elephant car wash thing, that really sucks. The elephant car wash will close permanently, the company announced in a news release earlier today. I'm going to read the story a little bit more here. The permit has been filed for the iconic elephant car wash, which is operated on the corner of Battery Street and Denny Way since 1956. Now, this is interesting because only 750 square feet of the property are set to be demolished. I don't know how that works, but it's a massive spot. The Seattle Times says it's 4,700 feet. Large. That's crazy. So what's going to happen to the iconic rotating sign? Well, it's the thing that I wish would happen is. It looks like the sign will be donated to the Museum of History and Industry, known as MOHI, which I'm sure is barely open right now, but they'll get this giant sign. I wonder how massive it actually is, because in my mind it's big, but like in a room, is it huge? This is the line that really hurts, though, about the shape that Seattle's in. The company, which continues to operate 14 car wash locations around the Puget Sound region, cited crime, homelessness, and drug use in and around the Battery Street location as the rationale for its closure. Everything seems terrible. Okay. Well, I took a No, I probably shouldn't. I probably shouldn't talk about the harassment training thing that I was watching and then make fun of it. That's probably the opposite of what you're supposed to. Hey, it worked. I learned. How about the big win from Seattle Sounders yesterday as well? 2-1. Should have been 2-0, but knew who had that ridiculous own goal. Whoops. It happens for defenders. Sounders still number one in the West. Just another month left in the season before the playoffs kick in, and 65% of the teams get to participate in that. Looking forward to it, though. That team looks real good. Okay, two things now for Nerd Talk. Which version am I going to play? Which version will it be? Okay, I've sorted it out. So, solar and wind energy have hit 2/3 of the new energy installation growth. That means that we're replacing, when we're putting new stuff in, we're turning to renewable energy sources a lot more. Meanwhile, the installation of fossil fuels has like dropped significantly by down to like only 25% of new development. That's awesome. I'm thinking about, you see, solar and wind used in the same sentence. Solar and wind have hit 2/3 of the new energy. Okay, great. What about solar wind? Like, if we didn't have the, I think it's the magnetosphere that protects the Earth from, I think so, that protects us from the wind, that the particles that radiate off of the sun, and we're about to start the next heliocycle. It's like heliocycle 25 or something like that, where in the next few years it'll ramp up the amount of solar wind that'll hit us. How do we collect that and turn it into energy other than solar power on the Earth? Like, before it gets to the, before it gets to the magnetosphere or whatever it is that protects us, how do we collect that turbulent energy and turn it into something? Maybe that's how we explore space, huh? All right, just a crazy thought. Anyway, plants curing cancer is a thing, but not the plant itself. More like the thing, it'd be like using plant cancer to cure human cancer. Here. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Scientists are looking to plants to cure cancer. Well, instead of making drugs from them, they want to use plant viruses to battle tumors. Already with some great success in trials on mice and dogs. Human trials are, wait, hold on, plant viruses? Look, I'm all for crushing cancer, but don't we already have enough on our hands with coronavirus? Hey, maybe we could crack open a sarcophagus and try an ancient haunted mummy virus next. All right. Big moves in our neighbor to the north. Canada plans to ban all single-use plastics next year. Oh, wow. That includes checkout bags and straws, stir sticks, stuff that is made from hard-to-recycle plastics. Get out of here, buddy. And finally, the astronaut picked to fly the new Boeing Starliner to space has backed out, instead choosing his daughter's wedding over a trip to the ISS. Hold on, something there doesn't add up. My dad skipped my wedding, and that's just because he's a lunatic. If he was like, yo, can't make it, gonna be in space, I think I could understand. Or, you know, reschedule. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Yeah, I know that cancer isn't a virus, stop. Okay, anyway, thanks for joining me, thanks for subscribing, thanks for telling a friend, thanks for listening to the show on the radio or the radio.com app or whatever. Thanks. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.